This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. New England was home for Antonio Brown for 11 days. Before he was cut by the Patriots, because they didn't want to answer any more questions about him, and because his latest thing happened while he was a member of the Patriots. I was talking about him being put on the commissioner's exempt list, being that he has this pattern of behavior, and it wouldn't be just for the one accusation. I don't think you set that precedent for one accusation. You let that take its course, and then you render judgment. But for the pattern of behavior, because it's a bad look for the NFL. But here's the thing. Is anything actually a bad look for the NFL? It's like amazing, right? You have the most famous player in the league says, like, this game is trash. I got to turn it off the other night, Thursday night. You've got Antonio Brown and everything that's going on with him. You have Colin Kaepernick and people talking about him not having a job. Like, you have head trauma. And players retiring because, you know, they can't take it anymore. Their bodies can't take it anymore. Andrew Luck abruptly retiring at 29 years old. And it's still the most viewed thing. You know, like, I don't know if there's such a thing as a crisis for the NFL. But Antonio Brown is someone who is in crisis right now. My baseline point is this is not a man who needs a new football team. This is a man who needs help. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Get right back to your calls in just 1 second. But since I was talking about the NFL, Sunday, it is an NFL on CBS doubleheader. First, Mahomes and the Chiefs open their 2019 home schedule against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Maybe the game of the year so far. Then Bridgewater and the Saints head to Seattle for a late afternoon showdown with the Seahawks. A full day of football starts with JB on the guys and the guys on NFL Today on CBS. Let's go to Eddie in Rockland. Eddie, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, bud. Good show.
Thank you.
Basically, on the whole situation, I look at it as layers. Okay, the woman who talked to Sports Illustrated, she's not going after money, but Sports Illustrated needs a story. And they're kicking Antonio Brown when he's down. If the Raider thing didn't happen and this thing with this other woman, they would never have done this story. They only did the story to have a hot story to kick a player when it's down. My point is, with these young players and their women or spouses or whatever, they do things in public that they should do in their own privacy, their own hurting themselves. Until they change the laws that you cannot sue somebody for money for doing something against the law for you, it's either jail or no jail. This is going to continue. Just like Cuba Gooding Jr., if they didn't have the videotape of him doing absolutely nothing, all I can remember him is handcuffed and being walked through the streets. He'll never probably work again for those false charges. If you remember the soccer star, the Brazilian soccer star in Europe, his woman set up a camera, and first she's giggling and laughing with him, then she's laying down slapping him. Just for a setup. Until you take the opportunity to sue for money out of the situation, it's either jail.
But we're not talking about the one accusation with Antonio Brown, right? Like, again, I think people are getting bogged down in the one civil. If that was all that existed with Antonio Brown, my tone would be a lot different. I mean, you referenced the Sports Illustrated story. Whatever you think of the intent of this story, right? It's an investigative story around a public figure who had a lot.
But
okay, whatever you think about that, right? Whatever you think about that, the man just sent text messages to that woman this week while under investigation. You know, she came forward again, like you said, not for money, just saying this happened to me. And then he sent text messages to her with her children, with pictures of her children, telling someone to dig up background info on her, calling her broke and just wanting money when she's not even after money, and put his lawyer on that chat. That is not,
anything he does, I'm not condoning it. Listen, these are young people that don't know how to control themselves.
But this is not that's not true either. This is not a young person who doesn't know how to control himself. That's not what this is. You could say this generation has gone to whatever, or whatever things you hear all the time, like social media has ruined everyone. All you do is look at your phone. All that stuff, fine. We could talk about that. Culture. What you're basically referencing is culture, right? Like, and what the culture is. The Antonio Brown thing has nothing to do with the overarching culture. We're talking about an individual here who is clearly not thinking rationally or acting in any... Like, this is not a young person who can't control himself. This is a person who has something wrong. Who's not healthy. Not behaving in a healthy manner. If Antonio Brown had filmed himself on Instagram and said something stupid, okay, that's somebody making a mistake, somebody who should have used better judgment. This is now a saga where we have instance after instance of bizarre and irrational behavior. You know, again, he threw almost $40 million probably away. $40 million. Just threw it in the garbage. It's wild. It's wild. I mean, not paying people that are working for him, treating people poorly, all sorts of stuff. Beyond the burning his feet, helmet issue, threatening to fight the GM, not showing up for work in Pittsburgh, filming himself on YouTube with recorded things from coaches, sending these text messages. I mean, even if you go to the civil lawsuit with the woman, again, that's where people are getting bogged down as if this is about that. This is not about that, right? If that existed, if it was only the woman, Brittany Taylor is her name, who made the allegations against Antonio Brown, and that was the only thing that existed with Antonio Brown, my tone would be completely different. It would be, this is a very serious allegation. It should be treated very seriously. It should be investigated. And when we find out the truth, we will render judgment then, or where the investigation leads. In the meantime, I hope it's not true, but if it is, Antonio Brown should be disciplined harshly by the league. That would be my take. Simple. But that's not what it's about. And if you go to that case and you read just read the messages. I think it was emails that he sent her. But you read the text messages he sent the other woman, and you read the messages he sent Brittany Taylor. And in those messages, I believe, from what I can decipher from reading them, that he's denying what she's claiming. But just read the way they're written. The delivery pattern of them. Someone who's healthy mentally, who's in a good state of mind, does not communicate in that fashion. It just doesn't happen. It's not just on his own. If I got one email like that from him, I'd be like, what's wrong with this guy? Something's up. And we have way more than that. So I'm basing this off the pattern of behavior from Antonio Brown. Not one incident. He shouldn't be trashed for one incident. Nobody should rush to judgment on one incident. We don't know. I still don't know. I don't know what happened with Antonio Brown and that girl. I don't know. Just because he's acted like a fool in every other situation doesn't mean he did that. I don't know. But that's not the point. Bill in Louisville, Kentucky. Bill, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning, Robin.
What's going on, Bill?
Well, you know, I'm worried about him, you know, because there was a show called, a while ago called Criminal Minds where they deal with pattern behavior. And it's clear that he has a behavior issue. I was wondering, what would you think about a scenario that he was interviewed by a female reporter and she accidentally called him racist? Is it a possibility he'll pull out a gun and shoot at her?
I mean, well, now we're going into the fantasy land. I mean, I'm not talking about hypothetical violence in a hypothetical interview. I'm sorry. I mean, nothing would surprise me with Antonio Brown, but let's deal with what we actually have in front of us. You know, everybody take a breath. Think before you speak. All right? Like, take each individual. You should take each. You don't have to compare this to anything else. You know, you have no stakes in this game. You're not Antonio Brown's agent. You're not, you know, someone pressing charges against Antonio Brown. You're a sports fan who's listening to a sports talk show. And again, I'm not trying to say more than I'm comfortable saying or pretend I know more than I do. I just know somebody who acts the way Antonio Brown has acted over a period of time without any logical thread, without any rational thread holding the actions together. You know, the only consistent theme with what's going on with Antonio Brown is how inconsistent it is, like how erratic it is. So nothing the guy does or will do would surprise me. Again, I think this story will end tragically if somebody doesn't step in and get this man some help. I mean, he still thinks he's the victim. He still thinks he's a martyr. Didn't work out in Pittsburgh. Dad, the world's out to get me. Didn't work out in Oakland. Oh, the world's out to get me. Didn't work out in New England. The world's out to get me. All these people are coming forward to say these things I did. The world's out to get me. That's not someone who's thinking clearly. 855-212-4227. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
Well, weeks worth of we're yesterday with Antonio Brown being cut by the Patriots. Okay, one talking point. No, I'll get to more stuff. Just funny. Here's the talking point of today, Antonio Brown. What do you think? 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. I laugh. I don't think there's anything funny about the Antonio Brown situation. I guess there was a moment where I understand where people thought it was funny when he froze his feet and the helmet thing and hot air balloons and the like, but there's nothing funny about what's going on with that guy. There are people he has wronged. There are people he has hurt. Regardless of whether the one civil allegation is true or not, I'm not talking about that. Again, please stop getting bogged down on that. I mean, Antonio Brown is not the hill to die on, trust me. Trust me. And I'm concerned for the guy. Genuinely, I'm concerned for him. You know, some of the things he's done are disturbing. And I hope some of the worst things he's accused of are not true. I hope they're not true. But disturbing is the word I think the best word I can use, because he has a disturbing pattern of behavior. And none of it makes any sense. And that's why I'm saying that this is somebody that needs help. We should stop talking about it in terms of football. You know, he got that one game in. But I said a few weeks back, I wouldn't be surprised if he never stepped foot on a field again, and that it felt like a big cry for help that I'm not even sure he wanted to be out there. Now maybe he does, and who knows? Again, he got out there for one game, but that may be the last game he ever plays in the NFL. Certainly, I think it'll be the last game he plays in the NFL for a good while. And I think that's good. But instead of his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, going out there saying he's healthy and it didn't work out with the Patriots, we're sorry, but he's ready for another team. They got to stop that. If you care about that man at all, and you don't just care about your commission, then you say, all right, I tried to salvage the situation with Antonio, but I'm going to talk to him about how we can you know, get him back on track. And if you're his friend and you're propping this stuff up, you're not his friend. If you're his friend, you look at him in the eyes and you say, Antonio, you know, we need to go talk to somebody. We got to figure out what's going on here. That's what his friend would do. That's what his agent should do. I mean, it's wild. Just look at his, I'm going to go to his Instagram right now and look at the posts. You know, he's got some nice ones where he's complimentary of the Patriots. He's still complimentary of the opportunity and the like. So clearly that relationship wasn't totally like set ablaze like what happened in Oakland. But what I'm more talking about is the victim mentality that he has, like that he's being persecuted. I mean, the Nipsey Hussle thing he's going with says it more than anything else. Sometimes people try to destroy you precisely because they recognize your power. Not because they don't see it, but because they see it and they don't want it to exist. He's living in a fantasy world. You're going to piss a lot of people off when you start doing what's best for you. That was a few weeks ago. He's not doing what's best for him. This is self-destructive behavior he's engaging in. It's destructive. And as he's destroying stuff, he's saying, people don't understand. Or they're out to get me. Or, you know, I'm misunderstood by the world. It's not true. You know, that's someone whose mind is warped. You cannot possibly think that the world is out to get you when the one common denominator is you in every situation that has gone wrong. That's not someone who's thinking clearly. David in Green Bay. David, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning, Robin. How are you?
What's up, David?
Hey, just a quick comment. I completely agree in listening to the last half hour. Could not agree more that somebody's got to step out, and I agree that if it's the agent, maybe the Players Association, even if the NFL wanted to step in, but somebody a lot smarter than me, perhaps you or one of your staff, when did they start doing the baseline CTE platforms at the beginning of the season, that when a player hypothetically would incur a head trauma that they would have to go into protocol and then meet that baseline before they were allowed to play? My question is that over the period of, what, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, is it reasonable to think that Antonio Brown's baseline has changed dramatically, where you would actually be able to look at it and say, yes, there's been some significant changes over the years in regards to his overall brain activity, mental health, et cetera, that might actually have someone step in from an intervention level and reach out and actually convince him that he does need to stop and listen and take advantage of some help that could be offered to him.
Oh, I certainly think he should be talking to a mental health professional. I certainly think that. And they can evaluate him, or a counselor, someone, you know, can evaluate him, whoever it is. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with him, so I don't know how to help him. All I know is that he's somebody who needs help. As far as, you know, CTE goes, I you know, people are speculating it, and it's not an unreasonable speculation, but it is speculation. So I want to be very clear that it's speculation. None of us know. None of us are qualified to know. It's reasonable speculation given that he seems to have taken an extreme turn in his behavior, and that we know that football is linked to CTE. That's why it's reasonable speculation. But you can't test for it. They are working on that. They are working on testing for CTE in living people. But as of right now, it is only something that can be tested for post-mortem. So unfortunately, it's only something that can be detected after death. But that may be something that's factoring in with Antonio Brown, or it may be something completely different. I don't know. Again, I don't know. But I do know something's wrong with the guy. I do know that. You know? I don't really know what else to say. There's no, like, unique insight. Everybody's talking about the same story, right? But the logical part of my brain says he's not acting logically. And the empathetic part of me says, you know, I don't want this to go even further off the rails. Because there's plenty of stuff that's gone on that is criminal that people could bring, you know, charges against him for. And there's all the civil stuff. And then there's just his professional career, which may be over. And again, guys, he flushed like $40 million down the toilet in 2 weeks. $40 million. I don't know exactly how it's going to work out with the Patriots, what they'll get back or not, but they're going to go for that money. You know that. It was $30 million with the Raiders alone. $30 million guaranteed. Gone. The Patriots are going to try and get away paying as little as possible, so that's why I'm estimating like something like he may have just flushed $40 million down the toilet in 2 weeks. No one who's thinking rationally does that.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Antonio Brown, still the biggest story in sports after being released by the Patriots yesterday. So we are talking about it. 855-212-4227. Richard in Pittsburgh. Richard, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Richard?
I have followed, needless to say, from Pittsburgh, Antonio Brown since he came to the spotlight. Antonio Brown has a narcissistic personality disorder, and there is a difference between being narcissistic and having a narcissistic personality disorder. He has basically, since his childhood, had emotional problems. They've escalated and just been a snowball as he's, got more fame and more money. As far as people needing to help, the person that needs to cry for help, it has to be Antonio Brown first and foremost. You could have all the people around him whatsoever and say, hey, you need help, and he's not going to listen to him. What's happened here recently, though, the fact that he's been basically let go in a very short period of time, his fame is going to go away when nobody is going to want to hire him or have him play football. Maybe, and it's only a maybe, will then he realize that he is going to get help. But until such time, and right now this may be the straw that broke his back to go for help and get therapy. But until he wants it himself, there's nobody in the world that could tell him what to do until he realizes it himself. And then at such time, such as a consequential moment like losing your job for the third time and not having that income source and having that fame, will only such shame occur. And it's got to be from him first.
Well, look, I can't diagnose the guy. I agree in general that nobody changes their behavior until they take responsibility for their behavior and seeks to help themselves. But at the same time, those around you can push you in the right direction and can stop enabling your behavior. They can't control how you react to that, but they can put that out into the universe.
I'm sure. There's been talk here plenty of times when he was in Pittsburgh that he needed help. He's not going to listen. Right now, even at this stage, it's not going to sink in for him yet. Maybe in 6 months from now, when he's not working and the money that he's had. And
well, the money he just got is gone now. I mean, he just...
Well, that's right, but he still was in the mindset that someone else is going to give him money.
You're probably... Well, he's in the mindset that he's being wronged. I mean, yeah. So, again, but I don't know if any of that leads to rational action. I understand what you're trying to say. Again, I'm not diagnosing the guy. I can't do that. I'm not qualified to do that. But yeah, for all of us, nobody changes their behavior until they take ownership of it. I mean, they say it with addicts all the time. You know, you have to want help. But that doesn't mean people shouldn't be telling him or pushing him in that direction. The league, the Patriots, his friends, his agent. I mean, again, I almost threw up reading Drew Rosenhaus's statement yesterday. Like, where is your sense of responsibility? Where's your, like, moral compass at, bro? Where you're able to just come out again and say, oh, yeah, it didn't work. Here's the tweet from Drew Rosenhaus. It's unfortunate things didn't work out with the Patriots, but Antonio is healthy and looking forward to his next opportunity in the NFL. He wants to play the game he loves, and he hopes to play for another team soon. You just did this, dude. And you went to the Patriots, the one team, as much as the Patriots have had, look, the Patriots are I would not call the guiding light of the NFL, right? They, Spygate. The tapes were destroyed. Deflategate. Tom Brady fought. You know, like, let's not act like the Patriots are a pristine organization. Aaron Hernandez is employed by the Patriots. You know, like, the Patriots have had they got steroid dudes on their team all the time. Not that anybody cares about that in the NFL. But, you know, here's how little people care about it. Julian Edelman was hit with a PED suspension at the beginning of last year, and people were calling for him in the Hall of Fame at the end of last year. So I'll retract that statement from the record. Who cares about the PEDs? Nobody cares. But, you know, Aaron Hernandez was employed by them. They have Spygate and Deflategate and all sorts of stuff. And then they bring Antonio Brown on. They refuse to answer questions. They act curt. But the one thing we could say for the Patriots is they're stable, right? They may not be moral all the time. They may not be, you know, who you look to for that, but they're certainly stable. And they're the most stable franchise in the NFL by a light years. They're a dynasty. They're the best team in the history of the sport. I don't think it's close. I mean, look at people talk about the NBA and how the NBA's had dynasties and it's been inevitable. The Patriots have been in four of the last five Super Bowls. They've won three of them. They've been in half of, like, the last 18. Or 20, almost 20. I think they're something like nine of the last 18, something like that. Definitely four of the last five, winning three of them. They got six wins, Brady and Belichick, been nine times, right? So, yeah, the Patriots are stable. So when Brown went there, we, or many, thought that stability could be what Antonio Brown needed. Almost like, you know, the bumpers on a bowling alley. Instead of, you know, the gutter, you bounce back and you stay on the right track. And still, even the stability of the Patriots, he couldn't function within. So let's not kid ourselves and think he's going to go somewhere else and it's going to be okay. The man is not okay. And his agent should be saying that publicly, like, that he's going to consult. He doesn't have to put that out and put him on blast like that, but he could say, I'm going to consult with Antonio and we're going to figure out what's best for him at this time. Simon in Dallas. Simon, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's going on?
Yeah, I'll admit he's doing a lot of crazy stuff, but at the same time, you're making him look a lot worse than what he really is, bro. Some of the things that you're saying, because you're saying he needs to be in a, he needs mental help because he got frostbite on his feet. You don't need mental help because you get frostbite on your feet.
You're being purposely obtuse.
He needs mental help because he told a girl she's broke. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, you don't need mental help for little things like that. I mean, yeah, he's done a lot of crazy stuff. Don't get me wrong.
A lot of crazy stuff. Did you just hear what you said? He's done a lot of crazy stuff. What about his actions make sense? What's the common thread that makes sense?
I'm not saying it makes sense.
Okay.
I just admitted it.
Does it make sense that after all this stuff has happened, he still thinks it's me against the world and he has a persecution complex, like these things are happening to him and he's being unfairly singled out?
Like I was saying, he's done a lot of crazy stuff, I can admit.
Okay.
You keep saying you're talking about concern, but then again, you're making points that has nothing to do with him being mentally unstable.
You're being purposely obtuse because you're taking one thing and you're trying to make it like all about one thing. If you're displaying, I'll let you continue.
Those comments, because that doesn't mean you need mental help with those comments. So those comments shouldn't be made.
Okay, who texts? Who in their right frame of mind, while under active investigation, texts someone pictures of their children and tell someone to investigate them while under active investigation and loops their lawyer into the conversation?
Yeah. You're 100% right. On those situations and those comments and those texts, yeah.
So
but what I'm saying... The other comments that you're making, they shouldn't be made because that doesn't mean you need mental health.
I don't know what kind of help he needs. He needs help because he's not acting like a healthy person, Simon. He has displayed a pattern of behavior that is irrational. A pattern of behavior that is both irrational and disturbing. It's not about one incident. It's not about whether riding a hot air balloon or dyeing your mustache blonde means anything. It's about the fact that he has a pattern of behavior that is not rationally explained, that it's self-destructive. You know, he's thrown $40 million in the trash in 2 weeks, and nothing about what he's doing makes any sense. Then, on top of that, he still seems to think like these things are happening to him and he has no root cause in him. You've seen the way he's treated people. You've seen there's multiple civil suits against him right now. It's not just the one. Multiple about, you know, not paying people and the like. It's just a pattern of behavior that is not a healthy pattern of behavior. So he also can't stay in a job. He can't stay with the team. And we know the NFL puts up with a lot. You know, NFL teams put up with a lot. He's recording people in conversations. He's read the substance of the message he's sending. Read them. Read the words that he's typing and tell me those are the words that are expressed by a healthy person.
And you're 1,000% right. Again,
so what are you saying?
But the comments that you're making that doesn't have anything to do with mental health is the things that I'm saying is like, you know, don't make it look worse than what it is because you say you have concern for him. Well, concern is not pouring gas on a fire.
But that's not pouring gas on a fire. Getting someone help is not pouring gas on a fire. It's pouring water on the fire.
Well, saying they're mentally unstable because they got frostbite on their feet.
That's not shut up, dude. Come on, man. I apologize for saying that, but I just went over it with you, and you just said you understood what I was saying, and then you're going back. Again, you're being purposely obtuse. It's like you're trying to start a confrontation. Like I can't. I didn't say any. I mentioned that one time or a few times in the list of things. No one said because of the. Again, if that was the only thing that happened, it'd be like ha ha ha. That'd be funny. Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hi. How do we know that Antonio Brown's just not an a-hole?
Because none of his actions make sense. I mean, look, he may be. I mean, Jeff, I'm not saying that he's not. I'm not saying that he wasn't. But it's like this. Here's how I would explain it to you. Would you say if someone is greedy to the point of hurting people, that, you know, they're letting people with families lose their jobs for no reason, or they're you know, screwing people over in their pursuit for more money, you could describe that person how you just described Brown, right? But you understand why they're doing it. You could say it's reprehensible, it's wrong, they're bad, but you know what is leading their actions, greed, right? In Antonio Brown's case, I have no idea what is leading his actions. What is the common thread that is tying together these actions?
Well, if the guy, if he's, there are a lot of narcissistic people in a lot of different employment positions, doctors, lawyers, radio announcers, police officers. There's a lot of narcissistic creeps in jobs that they have where they make good money. And a lot of times that narcissistic behavior and the fact that they may be just a-holes, their behavior may not be the same as somebody that is not narcissistic or an a-hole. It doesn't mean that the guy, I don't think it means that the guy needs constant couch time. He may need some psychological help to find out why he's so narcissistic and why he is such a creep.
Malignant narcissism is a mental health disorder. I don't know if that's the case with Antonio Brown, but that is, again, Jeff, like he just threw $40 million in the trash. You know, like if he was just all about himself or the money, like people have used money as an example with him. Since he got the money, it went to his head or whatever. He just squandered the money. Like I think there's no rational reason for any of his actions. Again, read his text messages. Just read him. Read the way he communicates to people. He's in Instagram Live at the Patriots facility, or TB12, saying it's the devil that's causing all this problems for him. Because the devil wants to get you once you start having success. I mean, I'm not saying, again, I'm not defending any of his actions. And he very well may have always been a bad dude. That could be true. Like, he could both be a bad dude and be a sick dude at the same time. Or his bad traits could be being amplified because he's not well. But no one, even if they're bad, they can still think rationally. You know, you can be bad rationally. Again, the safest example I can use is robbing a bank. You rob the bank. Why? To get the money. Is it bad? Sure. I guess we should say it's bad, right? It's illegal. You can go to jail. It's bad to rob a bank, right? But why are you robbing the bank? To get the money. Okay, so if Antonio Brown is bad, why is he doing what he's doing? What is he gaining? Because he just basically threw his life away. 855-212-4227. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.